Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you very much for tuning in to yet another USI Tech Google Hangout. We're broadcasting all over the world, but I hope we're coming through loud and clear. I'm just checking on various devices here to make sure that we are broadcasting out as we speak, just making sure people are joining us and can hear what's going on. So all looks good, I believe. Welcome again. For those of you that are here for the first time, we're going to be doing a full business presentation, which I'm going to jump into myself very shortly. Bear with me a second, because I'm just checking the links and making sure that on the various websites that we are broadcasting out okay. We are indeed, so I can just make sure that we don't lose connection. So what do we got for you? Well, first of all, I'm going to do a business presentation. We're going to take you through everything that is going on within USI Tech. So if you're not totally clear on how USI Tech can trade for you, we're going to take you through the options that are going to be available as far as Bitcoin is concerned, the Forex packages that are imminent, and TechCoin, of course. In addition to that, we are going to be joined. I have just been had it confirmed that Mike Kiefer will be joining us almost on half of the hour. So just after 12:30 Pacific, 8:30 p.m. UK time, 9:30 Europe, Mike will be joining us. I'm not sure where in the world he is at the moment, but he's managed to steal himself away for 15, 20 minutes. He has a room full of people where he's at, and we're going to be putting some questions to him. We're going to talk to him about support. We're going to be talking about integration on the website and so on. So we'll try not to shy away from the difficult questions that you want us to ask. So that is happening. What else can I tell you? Well, Bitcoin, in case you have not been in touch with reality for the last 48 hours or so, I've just seen a couple of posts that have gone through, but a couple of websites reporting Bitcoin now to be at nearly $13,500. You'll see when we go through some slides. I always find it fascinating when I'm updating the slides. I did a slide on the 18th of November, just a couple of weeks ago. And I cannot believe actually looking back at the slides as to how dramatic the move and the push has been since then. So I'll go through those slides. I won't steal my own thunder. So we're going to go through that. What I can tell you, John Smith will be joining us briefly. He's out this evening, but he's going to jump on the call with Mike to ask Mike a couple of questions. Tons of you piling in now as we're watching. So welcome to all of you. And I will get to a Q&A at the end. So if you've got any particular questions, please obviously hold those. You can post them in the chat and I'll try and pick those up as we go through. An awful lot happening. Let me give you a quick update before we progress on any further, just with regards to the sales funnels. I can tell you that the sales funnels that we have the green light on from corporate are now ready. They have been released and the information is now in the top of our Facebook group. I will put that into the chat so that obviously anybody that is wanting to find out how they get that, I will put the information in there for you, which I'll do before we finish the broadcast. Let me just make sure I've got everything running here okay, which looks okay. Let me just shut down the control room. So that's that. Then I can run that into there for you. Okay, good stuff. So just drop over there. Okay, so private members, if you need to find us on Facebook, it's Private Members Trading Club. So just go to facebook.com and then search Private Members Trading Club. You'll find the Facebook group. You have to request to join. We'll add you to the group. And then you'll see in the group, if you scroll down a couple of posts, because we've pinned this Hangout post to the very top, if you scroll down a couple, you'll see the announcements on the sales funnel. What you need to do, there are four options there, how you get in contact with us, where we will then send you to in order to get the sales funnels. So without any further notice, before I go any further, I very rarely talk about myself and my USI success story to date, but I think it's important that I share it with you because I think it's what it does do is give you an idea of what you can achieve within a fairly short period of time. I joined as far as cryptocurrency, got involved on the 9th of March this year, so probably around about 8.5 months ago. 9 months ago, and started with around 7 Bitcoin packages, added to that very quickly, but started sharing with a number of people that I knew that was going to make a difference from them. What I can tell you is officially, as of the end of February, you can probably see on my jacket here, I have a retail business as well, but I'm officially retiring as of the end of February. Such has been the development of USI Tech as a business, and I know I'm not the only person in that position. It's been fantastic to see a lot of my team that have already got to that stage ahead of me. But it's a lovely position. If you actually step back and look at really why we're here and what we're wanting to achieve, we are incredibly fortunate. We're fortunate to be involved with a company who has laser-like focus on where they want to be in the next 2 years. We'll talk about that in a moment. And most importantly, we're really at the explosion of a new currency, which we've not been able to say before. But look at what Bitcoin is doing. And if we are trading and putting our money, giving it to USI Tech, allowing them to trade and mine for us and give us back more Bitcoin, and as they're doing that, the Bitcoin price is going up, we are in an extraordinary fortunate position. So every day I just keep looking at what's going on in my back office. The packages are compounding. I think I'm up nearly at around about 4,500 to 5,000 packages, which is credit to all of my team below who are doing exactly the same thing. But what I wanted to do was just to give you an idea of timeline. That's how quickly this has propelled me through to a point of having that number of packages. And thereafter, the account is generating obviously sufficient to more than get me to a position, which I think most of us want, which is to have time and financial freedom to really pick and choose what we want to do when we want to do it. Most importantly, to free up some time to support you guys out there with the requirements that you need. And that's really been the focus. So end of Feb, 100%, looking at supporting what's going on within USI Tech, because we know running through to the end of 2019, this is going to be one hell of a ride. Okay, just bear with me 1 second. Just want to plug myself back in. I've just realized we're losing power dramatically, and I don't want to lose connection. Very professional, but there you go. Sometimes that's the way things roll. Let me just stick that in the wall. Okay, I'm just going to drop straight into the presentation now. There are, well, record numbers of people piling in, so that's great. I know Mike's coming on, so let's get started with the presentation, and I'll make sure that we can see my screen. Just checking the other monitors around me that we've got that okay. Just going to drop that down to there, and we'll pick up the PowerPoint slides and get rolling. Okay. Just checking the monitors, and it looks good. Looks like the screen share is working well. So, welcome to USI Tech. Before we get started, let me read this disclaimer. The proof of payment is no way a guarantee that you're going to earn the same, but it would be possible to earn this and more with an equal or greater strategy and work ethic. And any earning figures that we're about to show you are not a guarantee of income, and the figures are presented for illustration purposes only. So, who are USI? Well, if you don't know by now, they are a technology company that's been developing and focused on specialized robotics or expert advisors or automated trading software. They've developed over 100 different versions of that, and that's really been their mainstay for the last 8 years. I repeat myself what we do every week, but up until around October 2016, you would have needed $100,000 trading equity in your own broker account. You would have needed to then buy the software from them. And that all changed really, as I say, in October 2016, where they reduced the buy-in rate or the amount of equity, trading equity you need in your own account down to around about $1,000. I'm delighted to see I've seen a message from Grant. Grant's on chat. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate you picking that up for me. So if you've got any questions, guys, feel free in the chat to ask away. Grant will happily deal with those questions as it comes in. Clearly, you didn't get invited to John's evening out, Grant. So what I can tell you is from there, as of October 2016, you only needed $1,000. A lot of people then bought the software at 600 euros. And up until very recently, that's how the Forex market was being traded. Again, completely on autopilot. The software was simply outstanding. Everybody around the world is in profit. Not a single account globally in a minus. However, people were finding it complicated. They were struggling to get a VPN or a VPS set up. They were struggling to get things set up correctly with their broker. So there have been a number of changes, which we're going to go into as we progress through the slides. Let me take you through the corporate team. Who's behind the scenes? Well, we have Ralph Gold. He heads up the trading strategy. As it says, he's managed and traded for numerous VIP clients over the specifically the past 3 years, producing outstanding results for them. Horst Jitcher, well, Horst has announced that he's going to be retiring at the end of 2019. So think about that for the moment. Horst has made it very clear that that is what he's going to do. His plan and the corporate team's plan is to take the company from private ownership into public ownership, i.e. float the company, prior to Horst's retirement. And you can imagine then their focus really is very much on the bottom line to try and ensure that the profitability and value of the company prior to flotation is as high as possible. Horst has actually done this on two occasions previously, floating two companies for many millions. His business background is second to none. And he's supported in turn by Mike Kiefer. Mike's going to be joining us very shortly. That's why I'm rattling through a lot of this around about half past. And Mike's got a wealth of experience in building network marketing teams around the world. He is USI Tech's corporate ambassador and helps us. We work very closely with Mike, as he does with many other people. And his main focus really is assisting everybody to get similar results to himself and changing lives around the world. Evan Ahern, well, recent addition. Google Evan Ahern. He is a multi-billionaire. He now heads up USI Tech's product development. And Evan really felt that the partnership with USI Tech was such that there was reciprocal benefits to both parties. Evan, you'll find as you Google him, has spent over 15 years raising over $4 billion, I should say, in capital markets. He has over 50 corporations to his name. Outstanding individual, and ask yourself the question as to why somebody of Evan's caliber would wish to be associated with USI Tech. What he's doing is he works and his team works with a series of investors, scientists, and engineers. That's his remit on a day-by-day basis. And their focus really is technology infrastructure. What they're looking at very closely is different ways of creating renewable energy, heating and cooling solutions, and blockchain solutions. And of course, that whole thing integrates beautifully with the mining industry, crypto mining, because obviously electricity and heating and cooling solutions and blockchain solutions are very much part of that. As I've said, he works very closely with the leading scientific minds in the world. And it's certainly that partnership that's been forged is going to take USI Tech through to a stage where they are going to be dominating the mining space. Talking about future product developments that Evan is focusing on, well, strategic investment funds, which include financial licensing opportunities, there is going to be their own exchange, monetary exchange in the back office of USI Tech. So you won't need, as time goes by, to actually go to an alternative exchange like Coinbase and exchange your fiat currency into cryptocurrency. That will be in your back office. There will be their own financial brokerage. Online banking is something that they intend to bring to the fold. And there is a very substantial ATM or cash point, hole in the wall distribution strategy that we're going to talk about. Now, jumping ahead, the most probably latest technology that has been integrated with what is going on at the moment, and there's been an awful lot of discussion about the data mining plants that USI Tech have invested into. But the hydrogen electric generator is a patented device, and this is going to transform USI Tech's position in crypto mining. Basically, this device here is generating electricity at virtually a zero cost. It's patented to the company, and therefore, not only will it bring their cost down of mining, because around 90% of mining cost is electricity, but in addition to that, they will then have the option of licensing or leasing out that technology to others in air conditioning, in heating, in various industries around the world. And just think about what that's going to do for their bottom line. So how big currently is USI Tech as far as crypto mining is concerned? Well, they, once all this is connected up and so on, they'll have 1% of the global Bitcoin mining, 2.5% of the Ethereum mining. $70 million has already been invested into the mining hardware for the data mining plants that we've seen broadcast. And there is a continual flow of investment. Over $10 million each month is going to be put in to hardware specifically to keep up to date with the massive growth that USI Tech are experiencing with people coming into this business. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, with that sort of investment and the technology that is coming in, and that's just one of the things I showed you, the hydroelectricity generator, that's just one of many things that Evan and his team are working on in the background, but it's going to put the company without any question into a position where they will lead and dominate the space in crypto mining. The ATM strategy, well, let me tell you a little bit about that. Ralph in the picture on the right-hand side, you can see is standing by a machine. There are around about, or it's estimated, 3 million cash ATMs worldwide, and they intend to get involved in that rollout strategy of ATMs or cash point machines specifically to deal with cryptocurrency, where you're going to be able to go up to a machine like that and convert your fiat currency, your dollars, your euros, your pounds into cryptocurrency, and then you'll be able to carry out transactions from one crypto wallet to somebody else, and you'll also be in a position to join USI Tech from those screens. The plan, well, very simple, to be able to lease to affiliates within USI Tech those machines, to put those in prominent locations, shopping malls, gas stations, petrol stations for those of you in the UK, anywhere where people can be seen. We don't know yet what those costs are going to be, but all of that is being worked on at the moment. So you will be in a position to lease a machine, and then people would be able to go to that machine and join your USI Tech business from it. Very impressive. In addition to that, we are going to see, it was announced back on the 28th of October in London at the anniversary event, full product transparency. That is still on course. And I think you'll find that John will be asking Mike just for an update on that when the guys drop on very shortly in about 10 minutes time. This is where the industry will see a massive change. What you're going to have is what we call the pools and the blockchain code that is completely visible for every trade that is taking place. So you're going to be able to go into the back office, you'll be able to see that USI Tech initiated the trade, and you'll see those trading pools on the blockchain, and you're going to be able to see exactly the same when the Forex packages are released and integrated into the back office as well. That is and was expected to be in place sometime through this month, and we'll see if we can get an update from Mike on where they're at with that. Just checking the monitors around, and we seem to be broadcasting fine. In addition to that, obviously, transparency not only gives you and I complete peace of mind of what is going on within the business, but most importantly, maybe not most importantly, but I tend to feel that's the case, the government regulators, the FTC, the SEC around the world, any regulators that have an interest in making sure that what claims are being made within the company are absolutely correct, we'll love the fact that everything will be fully transparent. Member support. Well, a lot of issues going on there at the moment, not hiding that fact at all. What my understanding is that they've plowed a number of more people in. They've pulled everybody out for training. I'm going to ask Mike specifically for an update when he comes online. So I won't dwell on this, but let's stay on the call. The aim is to ensure that you've got 24/7 phone support. It isn't good as it is at the moment. But it will get better, I promise you that. I know that they've recruited a lot more people. They are busy training them up to speed because they want the whole of that support structure to be able to handle every single inquiry of the back office rather than escalating it up to a higher department, which just slows the process down. But it has meant they've had to pull a lot of people out for training. But let's get an update from that from Mike as and when he comes on. So I'm going to run through that at the moment. So let's get to the nitty-gritty, the bit that you're here for. If you're here for the first time, let's look at the company's products, what you can buy, and how this is going to make you money. Firstly, the incredible Bitcoin packages that have transformed the industry. You can buy a package for €50 or $60. We'll explain how that works in just a second. The second product will be Forex trading packages. That will enable you to go in and rather than having to trade Forex yourself, you'll be able to buy a Forex trading package and let that the company will trade that on your behalf using their software and skills and generate return. And then the third product is TechCoin and the tokens that are associated to it. So again, I will go into much more detail about TechCoin. Let's start with the Bitcoin package. You can buy one Bitcoin package, which is the equivalent to €50. It will always be the equivalent to €50, whatever currency you currently reside in. So if you're in the States and in dollars, that's around about $61 per package. You will receive from that, basically what you're doing is you're buying that package for €50, $60. You're giving that money to the company. They are then going to trade that effectively on your behalf in a variety of forms, arbitrage, mining, and so on, and generate you around 1% return of capital per day for around 140 days. The important thing to emphasize here is the commitment between the two, yourself and the company, is for them to generate you a 40% profit. In other words, you're going to get back your initial amount, your €50 or whatever the currency that's in, plus 40% profit. And they anticipate that if they're generating around 1% a day, that would take around 140 days to return to you. After that, your package has expired. Please understand that. We get a lot of questions saying, what happens to my package after that? Well, nothing. Once the company has returned 140% to you, your package is done with. But there is a very simple way that you allow your packages to grow and compound so you end up with more and not less, and I'll take you through that. The other thing to point out is with every package that you currently buy, the company are currently giving you free tokens for TechCoin with every single package you buy. And I'll explain the importance of that in a short while. Forex packages. Well, you're going to be able to do exactly the same very shortly from your back office with Forex packages. You'll be able to buy a Forex package for the same price, €50. You'll receive again around 1% return of capital per day. And over a period of approximately 140 days, the company are committing to return you 140%. In other words, you'll get back your €50 and €20 profit. In other words, 40% profit on your €50. Hope that makes sense. TechCoin. Well, TechCoin basically is currently as part of an ICO, an initial coin offering. If that's not familiar to you, Google it, an initial coin offering. It's a very familiar strategy in cryptocurrency. And quite simply, at the moment, you are able to go in and buy tokens. It's a little bit like an IPO in a company that is planning on floating and going public. You get preferential share offering. It's very similar to that, and I'll take you through the process, but it's something you do need to be aware of because potentially there could be a huge windfall here for you as and when the company take the coin to the exchange. All will become clear very shortly. Your TechCoin token packages are as follows. There are five packages: silver, gold, ruby, emerald, and diamond. They start at $57. They go through to $57,000. But the important thing, which I'm going to come back to in a moment, is how those double up and you get a bonus for the very fact that you are here ahead of when the company plans to take the coin to the exchange. Stay with me on that. I'll come back to another slide. So why should you be involved? Well, let's take a look at today's Bitcoin price. Quite staggering. Today's price, this is pulled off of CoinGecko about 10 minutes ago. If you look right at the bottom of the screen, it's $13,572. $13,500. Why is that so staggering? Well, let's look at these slides. This made me laugh. I only produced this slide on the 18th of November. So what's that? 17 days ago. And the price was 7745. It's almost doubled in that time. And the rumor is that it's going to shoot up again with more news breaking. This has got such momentum now that if you are sitting on the fence, you want to get off and get involved. And at the very least, even if you don't get involved in USI tech, you should be buying Bitcoin. Back on the 12th of January, it was $798. And it's jumped from there to now 13,500 in a space of nearly 12 months. So what is pushing the price along? Well, there's many, many things. There are funds that are being placed in front of the Securities and Exchange Commission, really trying to force their hand to regulate the currency, to make it an official currency. And that in itself is going to push the price as and when that happens quite dramatically. But we don't know when that's going to be. We talk about Amazon because it is rumored that Amazon are going to start accepting Bitcoin on their platform. If Amazon decide to do that, what do you think every other online retailer around the world will do? They're certainly not going to allow Amazon to dominate the space completely and allow everybody with Bitcoin to spend it purely at Amazon. They have to compete. And when that happens, Bitcoin goes global. The price is going to rocket. We can't again tell you when that's likely to happen, but it is heavily rumored that it is going to happen. So you need to get involved now before that price goes up even further. It will just keep growing and growing and growing. And there are many other factors behind the scenes at the moment that are forcing the price in the direction that we are going. Just getting an update saying that Mike Keefe will be joining us in around 20 minutes from now. John will be joining us in about 10 minutes. So that's all good stuff. If you think that you're too late, well, let's just take a look at this slide. This needs updating. Unfortunately, we're pretty flat out with a lot of stuff at the moment, so some of these things slip through. But Bitcoin is up around $80 billion of the financial market at the moment. As you can see, Bill Gates' wealth was, when we put this slide together, around $86 billion. Amazon, $457 billion, who we've just been talking about. Apple, $812 billion. That's their worth. US dollars at the bottom in circulation, 1.5 trillion. So Bitcoin is still a tiny amount. But just ask yourself, just whilst I'm on this subject, just think about this for a moment. If you're struggling to understand what is going on with Bitcoin, let me just try and give you an analogy. Let's take the music industry, that you had vinyl that moved to tape, that moved to CDs, that now are all redundant. And why? Well, because we now stream our music as we want it from Spotify, from Google Play, from iTunes. And the music industry said that would never happen. Well, look, that's where we're at. That's where technology has taken us through to. Let's relate that back to currency. You can now go into most stores and use your phone with Android Pay, with Apple Pay, and swipe your phone over a little terminal and it takes your money. Why would we be wanting to carry paper notes in our wallets? Why, when we move or we go on a holiday or vacation from one country to another country, let's say the States into Italy, and we need to go somewhere to change our dollars, pay a ridiculous commission, when we do so, take a hit on that or a hit on the exchange rate, when we want to buy euros? Incredibly impractical. And that's what we're talking about with Bitcoin. Very shortly, you won't need to do that. My honest opinion is that fiat currency has had its day, paper money will no longer exist, and everything will be done in a digital format. There will be several players. It won't only be Bitcoin, but Bitcoin has the steel on the market. And like in any industry, you always get one or two leaders dominating the space, be it broadcasting TV, whatever it may be. And you'll find that that is what is pushing this momentum through. And of course, supply and demand dictates there are only 21 million Bitcoin. As more is sold, the price goes up every day, which is why you need to get involved. Our friend Warren Buffett, well, he said many moons ago of his 49 million, we haven't moved any into Bitcoin. He changed his tune shortly after that on CNBC, saying it is brilliantly it's a brilliant, unprecedented innovation. So a dramatic change. Richard Branson, I think it's working. There will be other currencies like it that may be even better. But in the meantime, there's a big industry around Bitcoin. Ben Bernanke, Virtual currencies may hold long-term promise, particularly in the innovations promote faster and more secure and more efficient payment system. Bill Gates, Bitcoin is exciting because it shows how cheap the financial transactions can be. Bitcoin is better than currency in that you don't have to be physically in the same place. And of course, for large transactions, currency can get pretty inconvenient. I'm just checking monitors and making sure we're still broadcasting well, as I don't have anybody here, but we look good, I think, at the moment. So how do you make money? Well, very quickly and very simply, you buy Bitcoin packages. USI Tech then take that money, they trade it using arbitrage mining, and they generate a return of capital for you. Every day you get that return of capital, it's paid to you daily. You can withdraw that if you wish, and you can withdraw any commissions should you decide to be sharing this with other people. I'll explain that in more detail. The commissions and returns can also be immediately used to purchase more Bitcoin packages, which results in a highly profitable compound effect. So, for example, let's say you bought 20 Bitcoin packages. I said they were 50 euros, so 20 of those is 1,000 euros. The runtime's approximately 140 working days. Therefore, your return of capital after that period would be 1,400 euros. But just think about this. 140 working days is nearly 7 months down the line. You are going to be paid in Bitcoin. Let me take you through an example. Here's the example we just used. 20 packages right at the top, 1% average return of capital per day, and your account is set to 100% compound. In other words, as fast as you're generating profits, the system is automatically, you don't even need to log in now. It automatically buys you another package. So you'll see down the left-hand side, day zero, you start with 20 packages, and by the time you get to day five, you've generated enough profit for the system to buy you another package. So you started, remember, with 20 packages, and which is 1,000 euros or $1,160. A year in, let's go forward a year. So a year in, 260 working days is a year. You've now got, you'll see right in the middle, 120 from your original 20 packages. And they are paying you out that figure to the left, 0.0092. That's what it's paying you now if you started with 20 packages, compound for a year, assuming you haven't withdrawn any money and assuming that you've generated 1% return of capital a day. That's generating you now 0.0092 Bitcoin per day. Bitcoin price today, 13,500. That's paying you $124 a day. 21 working days in a month, that's $2,608 per month from 1,000 euros or $1,100 injection of capital initially. Here's a better example. If you bought 200 Bitcoin packages today, that's 10,000 euros or $11,600 that you bought today and you compounded for a year in exactly the same way. The figures don't lie. You will have gone from 200 Bitcoin packages to now look down that line, what's underlined in red, active packages, 1,231 packages, paying you 0.095 Bitcoin per day. Now, this is at today's rate. Just hold on to this figure here. Today's rate is 13,500. That will be paying you $1,282 every day. But who thinks Bitcoin's going to move in the next year? What's it going to be? Well, I can tell you the experts are predicting, and some of them have been spot on. Some of them said it would be through 10,000 easily by December, and they are predicting that it will be as high as $40,000 by this time next year. So if you bought 10,000 euros worth or 11,600 of Bitcoin packages, 200 packages, you compounded them for a year, and let's say it was at $30,000, you would have 0.095 being paid to you daily. At $30,000, that's $2,850 a day with 21 working days in a month. That's $60,000 a month if Bitcoin was at $30,000 this time next year. And look at this. If you bought 2,000 Bitcoin packages, you put $116,000 into Bitcoin, it would be paying you 0.953. And if Bitcoin was at $30,000, you'd be paid $29,000 a day per day. That's over $600,000 a month if Bitcoin was at $30,000. So everything you've seen so far has been completely passive trading. What do I mean by that? Well, very simply, that you've got in, you've bought your packages, the company have traded and mined them for you, they generate a return of capital, and quite simply then, you are seeing the results coming back to you. But you can share this with other people and be paid very handsomely for doing so. Let me explain how that works before John jumps on the call and Mike. The company will pay 35% commissions over 12 levels. Very simply, from day one, you don't need to fund your account, but I would suggest that you do. The company will even pay you a 10% commission for anybody you refer directly without any qualification. In other words, you can open a free account today. You can share with John. John comes in and buys $10,000 worth of Bitcoin packages. You receive $1,000 instantly in your back office that you can either withdraw or you use to buy packages. You can then open up your next level, level two and level three. You need to find three more people, three more directs, three more Johns who do exactly the same thing. They come in and each of those three must have at least 12 Bitcoin packages. You're then qualified to receive payments from those, and I'll explain that as we go to the next slide. Then, for every level, and there are 12 levels, levels 4 to 12, you want to open up, then you need one more direct referral with at least 12 packages. So in other words, to open up all 12 levels, you need 12 direct referrals with at least 12 packages. Here's a quick chart. It explains to you level 1 level through to level 12. Level 1, you get 10%. Completely free. You don't need to refer anybody. You just share with other people. The company pays you not only 10% of what they buy initially, but please understand this. They pay you 10% of your account or their account for life. So as that account, as we looked at, starts to compound over the year, it buys more and more in the way of packages. And every time another package is bought on automated rebuy, you receive 10% in your back office. The same applies to level two for people you don't know. So let me just join the dots. John recommends Peter. You get 3% from Peter. Peter recommends Mark. You get 3% on level three from Mark. Mark recommends Jane. Level four, you get 3% of their account as well, and so on. But you need to qualify by having one person on each level with 12 packs at least running. So, introduction to TechCoin. Waiting for John to jump in, and Mike, not heard anything at the moment, so I'm assuming that they're not here at the moment. I'm sure I'm going to hear them pinging. In fact, I'm just going to drop out briefly for a second, guys, and just double check that I haven't missed them coming in. I don't think we have. Just going to stop sharing my screen very briefly and make sure that that's the case. No, they're not here, so we'll wait for them to arrive. Let's go back to this. Just checking the monitors are still showing everything as they should be, which looks good. So introduction to USI TechCoin. What is an ICO? Well, it's an initial coin offering, also commonly referred to as an ICO. It's a fundraising mechanism in which new projects sell their underlying crypto tokens in exchange for Bitcoin when the company takes it to the market. It's somewhat similar to an initial public offering, an IPO, which investors purchase shares or preferential shares in a company that is likely to float. Just getting messages coming through. Thanks, Grant, appreciate that. Okay, why TechCoin? Well, TechCoin is in pre-launch stage. It's limited to 500 million tokens and or 500 million euros of tokens and is initially for USI tech members only. The TechCoin is going to be when it's goes to the exchange when it's launched, backed by renewable and almost free energy generation technology, as well as many other things that Evan Ahern and his team are working on behind the scenes. With this sort of technology backing TechCoin, who wouldn't want to get involved? So how does it work? Well, we've covered. Let's just put these away. Quick recap. You can buy Bitcoin packages for 50 euros, around $60, and let the company trade that for you, generate you 140% return of capital, and you then enjoy the rise of the Bitcoin value. We've talked about Forex packages, and this is token packages. So you can buy a silver package, 100 tokens, will be yours, but there are no bonuses. The gold package, let's take an example. $2,899, they will shut that down when the company have sold 125 million tokens. But if you bought your gold package ahead of when the company reaches 125 million tokens, the company will double your 5,000 tokens to 10,000 tokens. But you must have that package before they reach that threshold. Where are they now? Where they're well over 60 million tokens sold in 1 month. So I suspect it's going to take them no more than probably 3 weeks to get to 125 million. So you need to be asking yourself the question, is now the right time to buy that gold package, or you're going to miss out on the doubling of your tokens from 5,000 to 10,000. And likewise, the Ruby package, 11,500, but you get two doubling up. You'll get 20,000. You must have your package before it reaches 125 million. Your 20,000 will double to 40 then at that point. Then when they reach 250 million, your 40 will double to 80. When they reach 375 million, your 80 will double. Sorry, that's it. Getting carried away. Your 80 stands. But if you had the Emerald package, it would have doubled again. So if you have the Emerald package before they reach the 125 million, you get 50,000 tokens. They will cost you 29,000. It will be doubled to 100. Then when it reaches 250 million, it doubles again to 200,000. And then when they reach 375 million sales of tokens, it doubles again to 400 million. You can see on the Diamond package for $58,000, it doubles four times. So what are these coins? Well, here's an example. This is an old slide, but just to give you an idea, there are a lot of coins. Ethereum, we've kept Bitcoin off because we know where Bitcoin is. It's number one, of course. Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Litecoin, Dash, Neo, they all came to the market and they all have a value and they all have some form of technology sitting behind them in the same way as Tetcoin has the electric generation and so on. Dash is based around very quick transfers on a blockchain. And Ripple, for example, is based around technology for the banking system to compete with. But let's just take an example. Let's say you bought the gold package on the right-hand side for just under $3,000. You did it ahead of when the company sold 125 million. Just dropping back and checking the monitors that we're good. We are. And you get 10,000 tokens. Your 5,000 are doubled to 10. And let's say that when they reach their half a billion tokens sold, 500 million, they go to the exchange. The tokens are then exchanged for coins. You have 10,000 coins. And if the value of that coin on the exchange is $5, you've just made $50,000 because you had 10,000 of them. So what about if when Tetcoin goes to $20? So let's say they launch it on the exchange, and because of the perceived value of all the technology behind it, it's worth $20 and not $5, and you have a gold package, then you are going to have a residual value at that point, because you've got 10,000 tokens, of $200,000 for your $2,899 investment. And let's take a diamond package. If you bought a diamond package today at $58,000 and Tetcoin goes to the exchange when they sell 500 million tokens at $5, you've just made $8 million, assuming that you've bought your diamond package before they reach 125 million, and you get the doubling up four times. So you should be looking at that. It's very serious. Here is the options and commission structures on everything. So your Bitcoin package is on the left-hand side. Your gold, it's all fully commissionable. So if you get your team to start buying these packages and make sure they're focused on it, you can see the commissions that pay on 12 levels. Look at the diamond. Somebody buys the diamond, you instantly get 18% in your back office. What's that? 58,000 times 18%. That's $10,000 in your back office instantly. How many packages can you buy with that? So you should be talking to your team about making sure they get in ahead of when the 125 million. It's probably only going to be 3 weeks away. So make sure your team are focused on getting their token packages. Emerald, you can see all of the commissions there on screen. Incentives. I've almost got through this before John and Mike join us. My voice is going, but Company incentives. There is a car bonus in place. When you reach 2,000 Bitcoin packages or more, the company will pay you 800 euros for the life of your account. John is in. Great. All right. So let me drop into that. John, I'm going to come over to you. And just finishing off, 5,000 Bitcoin packages. You will get 1,600 euros as a car bonus in your back office. I'm dropping out of here now. I'm going to drop in and have a chat with John if he's there. And I'm going to stop sharing my screen briefly.
Hi, Lee. Can you hear me?
John, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm in a bit of a dark room. Can you see me? Or?
I can see you just. We have a lovely silhouette of you.
Okay.
Good timing. I just got through most of the presentation, which I rattled through, but can hear you loud and clear, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. The Christmas festivities have already started, hence I'm calling you from one of the Christmas, many Christmas do's that I've been invited on. We've got our very own USI Christmas do happening on the 20th of this month. There will be some tickets available, Lee, but they're going to go very quickly. As soon as we put them up, they're going to be gone. Mike Kiefer is flying in for that event. So we're very much looking forward to that. And how are you?
I'm great, John. Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you. I've just been bringing everybody up to speed as far as where we're at. Just to recap for you, I've gone through Bitcoin price at 13,500, in case you hadn't seen the news whilst you've been busy drinking and partying. Ridiculous. Getting everybody very much excited about that. I've gone through really updates. I've announced that I'm retiring officially as of the end of February. Don't normally talk about myself, but I wanted to give people some a story as that was relevant for them and how I started and what that's done for me and a lot of my team that have done a similar thing. So very excited about that. A lot of work to do before then, but really looking forward to focusing on what's going on here. And I understand that Mike should be joining us, fingers crossed.
He should be joining us. I'm talking to him right now. He's actually doing an event. I'm not quite sure exactly where he is, actually, but he's doing an event. He's got a room full of over 100 people. He's agreed to come on the call, subject to a decent connection, because I know we're all dying to ask him a few questions. He's agreed to come on the call, but we've only got him for 15 minutes. Okay.
Well, I can tell you it's worthwhile. We've smashed all records today, John, on number of people that are on this call. We're into the thousands, and it's great to see. This is the momentum that USI Tech have got. We've got nearly 700 people, 620 people just on YouTube alone here at the moment. So, and we're broadcasting on a host of other sites. So it'll be great to chat with him.
Talking about momentum, while we're waiting for Mike to come on, I mean, all the UK events, Lee, are incredibly busy. Leeds, I think, is tonight, and it was an absolute sellout. There's 120 tickets in Leeds, so there's standing room available there, but they're going to get over 120 people at that event tonight, and every single event that we're doing currently in the UK is absolutely packed out. And I can tell you, in the new year, you know, when people have had time to reflect on the year that they've had, whether they've been sitting on the fence or talking to people that are already in USI, those events are going to be absolutely chocker. So when we post those links up, to avoid disappointment, make sure you get on Eventbrite and book those tickets, because they will be gone.
Let me talk about that briefly, John, while we're waiting for Mike to come on. I've mentioned the sales funnel, so we are getting slammed, as I'm sure you put a smile on your face. This end, we are live and taking orders for those coming through. Everybody in our downline, obviously, is getting those free of charge. We're absorbing that cost, but they're there for everybody. There's going to be an events page Grant and I are working on behind the scenes. So the sales funnels, give you an idea of how they work. We'll be doing cooperative advertising. Those funnels are going out on Google all over the world, UK, Canada, Australia, South Africa, USA. People are seeing those all over. We're dominating, or will be dominating, the space for Bitcoin investment, make money with Bitcoin, and so on. There is a banner on two or three places on each page saying, go to a live event near you. You'll be able to click that banner. It goes to a world events page that Grant's done a great job on. You then hover on the country, up comes UK, then a list of the events, and then you'll be able to select the event you want to go to and go to that. But let me tell you, there are going to be hundreds of people doing that. Once we start going global with the cooperative marketing, people from all over the world will be going to events, and we're going to start rolling that out here in the States and South Africa and Australia. A lot of work to do, so don't think it's going to happen overnight. But that's how it's going to work. So you'll be having even more traffic being driven to your events, John.
That's fantastic. I mean, I know you guys are working really, really hard. There's a lot of people wanting those funnels. You know, the quality that you've put together, Lee, is fantastic. And everything that Grant produces is great as well. So we've got all the tools ready for the new year. It's going to be exciting. The numbers are just swelling all the time. And I think I heard you say as I came on, you know, in the next sort of 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, the token sales are going to be very close to that first bonus. Okay. So if you're not in at the moment on that, you know, you've probably only got 3 or 4 weeks before that bonus, that first bonus goes. So get in if you can. I'll put the light on me. Hopefully you can see, because I think there's a few people saying I'm hiding.
yeah, I mean, funny that.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? We do this call every single week. It's not always easy to get on, but, you know, if you don't want to be on the call, guys, get off the call. It's a simple
thing. And you know, just to show commitment, we're here every week. John's out at an event this evening. He's gone away. He's managed to find a room. He's come here to do it. You know, I don't know what to say, John, really. It just makes me laugh. No matter what you do, I think, you know, I get lots of comments on YouTube every day about people that, despite the complete transparency that's going on and Mike being on the call and so on, nobody's hiding anywhere, and yet you still get some bizarre comments. But anyway, we won't dwell on that. People can do what they want to do. What else was I going to say? Let me just talk about Minnesota. If you're that way, there's a lot of events Sean Bornholt is putting on over there, so keep an eye on that. We've got a massive event in Brighton, UK, coming up at the Brighton Hove Albion Stadium on the 15th of February. Information on that will be in the Facebook group, will also be on World Events page from the Sales Funnels. Grant, I know you're on here dealing with the chat. Thank you for that, mate. I appreciate that. But if you could just chat, put in there that anybody that wants Sales Funnels, either in my group or not, or in my organization or not, they need to go to the Facebook group after this hangout today. It will be pinned right at the top as to how they need to get their Sales Funnels. Simple instructions. Please, guys, follow the instructions. That's what they're there for. If you don't follow it, it just takes 10 times longer for us to move everything around. Very simple instructions right at the top of the Facebook group. It's Private Members Trading Club. So it's Private Members Trading Club. Grant, if you could just put that in the chat for anybody that's in there. They can go to facebook.com, search Private Members Trading Club. You'll then see how you get those sales funnels at the top of the page. Once we finish this call, at the moment, this link is at the top of the page, but that will be replaced straight away afterwards. John, anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just trying to get hold of Mike at the moment. Like I say, it's incredibly difficult for him to pull out of that meeting, but he's going to jump on in a second. So I'm just chatting away to him at the moment, making sure that he's obviously got the link. It just shows his commitment as well. We talk about our own commitment, Lee, and what have you. But you know, he's absolutely everywhere, as you know. He's flying all around the world at these events, and you know, he tries to support as many people as he possibly can. I don't know how he does it, to be quite honest with you. And you know, he's going to be on the call for us. Like I say, we're only going to have to hand him for 15 minutes, but I know there's a few key questions that people want to ask. One of those is support, obviously, and what's happening with support. And it amazes me, really. I mean, I was talking to another guy tonight, funnily enough, who has actually had a great experience with the support, okay? But nobody puts those good news stories in any of the chats. So, guys, if you have had a positive experience, let's start hearing about the positives as well. Remember, they've gone over to a new support unit. They've had to do internal training. But slowly but surely, they are getting these support issues sorted out. And we'll be able to ask Mike direct exactly how that's going. And the other big question is the mining side. You know, are we on course to be able to show these mining pools in the next week or so? So some interesting questions that we're going to have.
Yeah, and I think, you know, on support, let me just pick up that mantle. You know, there are issues, we know that, but you've got to just give them some time. They've got to get on top of it. I've got, if it makes you feel any better, I have some issues in my back office. I've got, you know, I probably at the moment, I don't know, 300 packages missing. You know, they're working frantically hard to resolve the issues. The whole migration thing was way more complicated than they'd anticipated. That happens. You know, we're building sales funnels. Our sales funnels are simple by comparison. And we're having issues. We've had to move everything to a new server last night because we've been absolutely slammed with requests. And so that's caused some problems. It's caused problems for emails to be sent through. None of these we could envisage. You know, we got everything ready, everything turned on, everything tested. We did it 50 times to make sure it was great. When we went live, different story. So that happens. And our sales funnels, as I said, are very, very simple. You imagine moving all the data that is in everybody's account 500,000 times. It's a staggering operation. And so you just need to I know it's frustrating, but just cut them a little bit of slack. They are getting on top of it. Please make sure you're submitting support tickets, because if you come to me or John with issues, we need to know what support ticket numbers are. We need to know that you've actually put a request in. The other thing, you know, please be careful if you're here for the first time when you're ordering things. Don't make a mistake and go and order 100 silver tokens when you wanted to buy 100 Bitcoin packages. I now know of 4 people that have done that, and it's virtually impossible for the company to do anything about it because they've been ordered, they've been paid for, and suddenly somebody has realized that they've ordered the wrong thing. What I would like to add to that is that it is the sponsor's job to take responsibility of new people coming in and making sure they understand what it is that they're doing in the back office, and if necessary, hold their hand and make sure their first transaction is right. That will stop that from happening. I understand mistakes happen. People maybe get confused between buying Bitcoin packages, Forex packages, and tokens, but please then don't just point the finger at the company and say it's their fault. It isn't. You have to be accountable for mistakes that we make. And we'll do what we can to assist wherever possible. And we are trying to do that.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true, Lee. You know, you have to be accountable for yourself. Talk to your upline before you do anything. Make it right, because a lot of the support questions that you get as well, you just think they could have been avoided. I'm sorry to hear you're having trouble with your back office, Lee. I know a good doctor over there if you need to go and see him. But anyway, listen. Yeah. You know, Mike, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
I'm good. Great to see you. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for making time to join us. We know that you are. Where are you?
In São Paulo, talking with our lawyer here from Brazil.
Hello, lawyer from Brazil. Does he have a name, Mike?
Of course, Sergio.
Nice to meet you. Now, I know, Mike, I know we've only got you for a short while because you've got a meeting there. You've got over 100 guests, so thank you for coming in and joining us. I'm actually at a Christmas do, believe it or not, so that's why I'm in the dark, holding a light on me. So we're going to just...
You look good with the light off, John, so maybe you want to turn it off, but, you know.
Grant keeps telling me to put my light on, you know, so I'll put my light on. But we're not going to keep you too long, Mike, but there's some pressing questions, some updates that we need. We've got over, I don't know how many call people we've got on it, but we've got record numbers on this call tonight, all wanting to hear from you. So do you want to kick it off, Lee, with a question?
Yeah, Mike, I can tell you we're in the thousands of people watching at the moment. So thank you for making time. It's really important to everybody tuning in.
A pleasure.
Two questions, really, initially. First, which is probably the one that's not the comfortable one to talk about, but support. Can we get any update on what's going on generally? Do you know what is happening behind the scenes?
Of course, and you can ask me all the uncomfortable questions, you know.
I always do what I do it.
Support started last week, last Monday. The new support, we have 40 support employees there, new ones. They got trained. The average support time should be between 24 and 48 hours when they fully trained. That hopefully should be done by the end of this week. We will have a support, already have it, by the way, in German as well, for the German speaking, and it will be outsourced in Germany with a separate call center, basically, or service organization in Germany. We will have one, by the way, here in Brazil. Not here in Brazil, but we have a Brazilian who's taking care of the Portuguese support issues, and the other languages like Chinese, Korean, Japanese, Spanish, Italian should come in about the next 10 days. But important is that the 40 new people are working, and it looks that it got a lot better, because if I don't get hundreds of messages, I know it got better.
Tell me about
it. And maybe for you guys to know, the old tickets got resetted. So if you have any open issue, just resend the ticket, okay? But don't send it 10 times, just send it one time, please.
Okay, so let me just re-clarify that, Mike. What you're saying is now they've reset the system. Anybody with any outstanding issues should now submit one ticket, a new ticket with the issue reiterated, so that will be picked up and dealt with.
Yeah, and some of the leaders have a privileged access, so if you cannot handle the issue, or it's not getting resolved, or it's really, really urgent, just give it up to John.
You know what? I was afraid going to mention that.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, that's great news, Mike. Thank you for that. I think everybody, that's probably their biggest concern, is making sure that we've got a good structure, more from the longevity point of view. And you know, we get people starting to complain, and that's a lot.
It had to do because the existing one we had before in Manila, remember? They were just not good enough. The quality was not good enough. They were way too slow. They promised that better quality, and they did not deliver. So it was an experience. So they have to change it again, or they changed it again. And now I think it looks pretty good. The quality of it, it always can get better. But step by step. So 40 are now on and working only for the English support team.
That's great. John.
That should be refreshing to hear for everybody, really, you know, the company not being...
But you have to see the support issues went down as well. There are not so many technical issues anymore. I think most of it got resolved, so this looks pretty good as well. The only thing that we still have, so please keep an eye on it. If people send the wrong amount, the API cannot book the packages automatically or the token packages. And then the support has to do it manually. So just please make sure you send the exact amount that is given to you on in the back office in BTCs, because that's basically the only thing that causes issues.
John, you got a question?
Yeah, no, I've got a question, Mike. Obviously, we're talking about obviously the mining, and if we're on track to show those mining pools. Have you got any update in regards to that for everybody, please?
Yes. We'll be latest in by the end of December. I can maybe say something. I will announce it on the 20th at our Christmas dinner party in London. But it could be that we open up our own mining farm now, because I think I told you that last time. We have somebody new that came to USI Tech. He's absolutely a pro in terms of setting up mining farms. He's the specialist in mining and hardware and everything, and he's fully into USI Tech full time, but more at the London event.
And on that note, Mike, I'd just like to thank you for agreeing to fly me over to the London event, Christmas Do First Class.
You make so much money, I don't even have to invite you. You want to come?
It'd be good to see you there, Lee.
Well, there's a carrot dangled, so let's see what I can do.
But if you want that hot news on the 20th, I think it'd be well worth you coming over again. And, you know, you had a lovely little lady that you met last time over here, so that'd be quite nice to meet up with her.
I think I still have a seat left.
You have.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
If not, we share mine.
Great. Look forward to that.
Okay.
One more input to the mining. It's getting recoded for those who may be thinking why it's taking so long. It's something we cannot influence. It's getting recoded from the old company to USI Tech. We just have to wait until it's done.
Okay. So the new farming that you're alluding to, though, that's in addition to what, you know, is currently happening, isn't it?
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, okay. It's an addition. And it will be, by the way, there's no network company in the world to have their own mining farm, just as a little hint.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to hearing that
pretty,
news. On
pretty powerful, yes.
Is there anything else, Mike, that you feel is important to share with us? I know you don't want to steal your thunder from the 20th, but is there anything else that we should know?
Yes, we had great days here in Brazil. a new country that... I'm sitting here with Mr. Sergio, the lawyer. You see how USI Tech is working. They take it very seriously if they go into a new country in terms of legal and the law and everything to protect us all. But that's how we worked since the beginning. And South America, if you have any contacts there, I can tell you it works exactly the same like in the rest of the world. It's just amazing, an amazing opportunity that we can give to everybody here in the world. And what else is new? There's a lot of things going on in the background you maybe don't see from Evan's side. I will give you an update in London as well. Remember Evan, our product manager.
We'll be talking about him today.
Okay, about the technology, so, and about the Forex. A lot of stuff is getting ready for next year.
Okay.
Can I
assume that possibly we'll have some news on Forex packages on the 20th as well?
Yes, I will give you the news. I'm not sure if it's ready. It's ready in terms of from the functionality and the product, but they're looking into legal, in the legal situation, especially for the US. That's at the moment the work, but the product is...
Well, we might have lost Mike. You're still there, John. We've lost.
Oh, hang on.
Mike, you're back. We got you.
Oh, okay. So, did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said the product is ready. It's performing. Everything is great. They're just looking into the legal side of it.
Okay, terrific. All right, well, that's great. Guys, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your meeting. We announced that you were going to be on the call, and needless to say, we've had record numbers. Everybody wanted to hear from yourself, Mike, and that makes, I think, a massive difference to everybody. So we really do appreciate the
fact. Thank you for having me.
Time.
And I can tell you we're definitely on the way 100%, and we will be the number one cryptocurrency company in the world. I can promise you this. 100%.
Well, we like that. You can't top that.
It's long term.
It's a great way to finish.
Mike, thanks for your time. I'll see you in London shortly.
What? Why are you so shiny, John?
I'm in the dark here. Look. I'm in the dark.
Oh, okay.
I've had to come and find a room to do this call, and not saying that this Christmas do. So it's been a bit of a tricky connection. But there you
go. But, okay, guys.
All right, looking forward to seeing you in London. You take care.
See you in London. Greetings from beautiful São Paulo.
Yeah. Stop rubbing it in.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
See you later.
Bye. All right, John, we better let you go. That's great news. I mean, we're running over time-wise, but just to hear what's going on, I think looking at sitting there with lawyers in Brazil, Mike's statement that, of course, we're going to be, or they believe firmly that they're going to be the number one player in cryptocurrency with everything that's in the place, mining farms coming on track.
Doesn't get much better than that. And the thing, the point I was making, Lee, I don't know if Mike was able to hear me, but the company, if they have to make tough decisions like they clearly had to do with the support, it wasn't working, they're not afraid to make it, deal with it, they get new support in. And like I say, I'm starting to see some good feedback on that support. So let's all get behind it. Let's give them a bit of time. And hopefully, you know, by certainly by Christmas, going into the new year, we're going to have a support to match this incredible company and what they've delivered for everybody to help make a better life.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. So just bear with them, guys. They're making some hard decisions, and you're going to find things will improve. Please let me just reiterate what Mike said. They have wiped and cancelled all the support tickets from moving from one team to another. So please now, if you have an issue, raise one new ticket, not multiple, one new ticket, clearly putting in there your partner ID number. Try and just think about it before you send it, of making sure that they've got some clarity on what the issue is, and then submit that ticket in, and they'll pick those up as they're going through. If you're finding that you're not getting any results from that and you have a problem, please talk to your sponsor. Go upline to one. We do have a route in to a separate group if we need it. First of all, you know, give them a chance to respond. As Mike said, you want to allow 48 to 72 hours for response to come back. And if you're not getting any joy, then obviously just feed it up the line.
Lee, I'm going to leave you there. Thanks very much. And I'll catch
John, we'll speak soon.
Cheers, everybody. Have a great evening.
Cheers, John. So that's it. Let's wrap it up for today. Hopefully Grant has answered most of your questions. Thank you to Grant Bourne, who's handling questions over on the YouTube chat room. I think it just leaves me to say Bitcoin, $13,500. The rumor is it's going to spike through this week and next. A number of things happening on behind the scenes. So if you're not already in, get in. If you're here and you've been invited to look at this for the first time, please make sure that you get the very person that invited you here, their link, get joined to them. If you are looking for sales funnels, that we have the green light from corporate to grow your business, they are available now together with Google traffic. So if you want to be part of being dominating the space on Google in a host of 5, 6, 7 countries for Bitcoin investment, make money with Bitcoin, that type of thing, then go to the Private Members Trading Club, ask to join. Facebook.com, search Private Members Trading Club. We'll point you to the sales funnels for there. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you like the update from Mike Kiefer. A lot going on. And his parting note is USI Tech will be, without any question, the number one company, networking company, and the dominant player in crypto mining. You heard it from the man himself. Thanks for tuning in. Until this time next week, 12 noon Pacific, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. We'll speak soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.